Economist Carlos Fort is among those who are pinning their hopes on COVID-19 vaccines to pull Barbados out of its current economic crisis. And he's observing that this week's report by the Central Bank of Barbados that the country had 5.5% growth in the first half of this year must be put in context.
The Barbados economy is in critical condition. The second quarter 5.5% growth that headlined the Thursday edition of the Nation newspaper is not a triumph. It is indicative of woeful economic performance in the wake of an 18% economic contraction last year and a near 20% decline from January to March this year.
The decline is linked to the lockdowns we've had last year and this year.
Barbados' economic recovery hinges on keeping the local economy open and the resurgence of the tourism industry. It is a delicate balance. Both can only be achieved by keeping new COVID infections extremely low or minimizing the risk of infected people getting very sick and ending up at Harrison Point or worse yet, on ventilators. The most effective tool for achieving this is immunizing 80% of the population with approved COVID vaccines as quickly as possible. Beijing's freedom of choice to be vaccinated should be preserved, while public health officials take a more proactive approach in allaying the fears and anxieties of residents by continuously explaining in plain language the pros and cons of getting vaccinated. Barbados's economic recovery rests in no small measure on neutralizing the threat of COVID mutations. Once the risks of hospitalization and death posed by COVID become as minor as the health risks associated with dengue or the flu, COVID-19 will no longer be a threat to public health, tourism, or the Barbados economy. Vaccines, a decades-old tried and proven medical intervention to combat deadly viruses and infections, are the best available vehicle to get us there in the shortest possible time. The avalanche of rising prices of oil, building materials, and a broad range of consumer goods internationally, together with the presence of more contagious and virulent COVID mutations, are the flies in the ointment. Despite its promises, the Motley administration has so far failed to act decisively to reduce import duties and excise taxes on targeted goods that are the subject of surging prices and shipping costs. Punting to the social partnership for months of long talk is an exercise in futility. Delay tactics. Price controls won't fly, and neither the private sector nor trade unions set tax policy. Meanwhile, rising prices are taking a toll on Barbadians and eroding price competitiveness. The horse is starving while the grass is growing. Fellow Barbadians, a sustained recovery of your jobs and economic endeavors depend on you as much as it depends on the government. A return to the social life that we all hold so dear rests with each and every one of us. Get vaccinated. It will help to end the COVID threat to Barbados.
Canadian-based Barbadian economist Carlos Fort on Sagicor's Early Business.
Hi, I'm the new house on the corner. I'm home now to a very nice family. That's the moving truck. Ooh, nice couch. They got a mortgage from Sagicor with 95% financing at the super low rate of 3.5%, as well as home and contents insurance. Wow, that's a cool fridge. I have the right spot for it. A dog? Well, listen, I hope he paws clean.
Visit Sagicor.com or call 467-7616 to buy, build, or switch to Sagicor Mortgage. Sagicor, wise financial thinking.
Hey, don't you raise your leg. Help me.